Video: Man allegedly pulls woman to ground by hair amid surge in alleged felonious assaults throughout New York City. By Nick Gilbertson on October 22, 2021. Shocking video allegedly shows a perpetrator ripping a woman to the ground by her hair in New York City amid a surge in alleged felonious assaults throughout the city. The alleged crime occurred in the NoHo area of Manhattan on East 1st Street, though when the alleged attack took place is unclear, according to the Daily Mail. In a surveillance video obtained by Daily Mail, the woman was casually walking down the street when a man ran up from behind her and yanked her to the ground by her hair. In another video of the incident obtained by the outlet, which appears to be recorded by a witness, the man allegedly came running from the street onto the sidewalk and grabbed the woman's hair with his right hand. The victim let out a ghastly scream as she slammed to the ground. The man allegedly continued to run and fled the scene in the footage. Warning: graphic video below. New York City has seen a dramatic increase in alleged felonious assaults, among other crimes. According to a report from the New York Police Department, alleged felonious assaults were up 18.5% in the month of September in comparison to September 2020. From the beginning of the year through September, alleged felonious assaults were up 7% in comparison to the same time period last year. Surveillance footage released earlier this month allegedly shows an October 4th incident where a woman allegedly pushed another woman into an oncoming subway train at a stop in Times Square. Antonia Jegbara, 29, was arrested for the alleged assault on October 5th and has been charged with attempted murder. Warning: graphic video below. On October 21st, NYPD's Crime Stoppers released footage of an alleged Bronx shootout between two groups of unidentified individuals that took place on October 5 around 2:50 p.m. Warning: graphic video below. According to Pix 11, the alleged firefight occurred outside of Boys Prep Bronx Elementary School for students in grades K-8, just as young students were being dismissed for the day. The school reportedly went into lockdown, Principal Colic Kirkland told Pix 11. Police say there were two groups exchanging fire. One of the groups was comprised of three individuals with one shooter, and the other was a duo that included a shooter. No injuries were reported in connection with the alleged incident, according to Pix 11. As of the morning of October 21, no arrests had been made in connection to the alleged gunfight.